Now, Wicklow Tidy Town's Sustainable Energy Community, SEC, has been awarded a grant of 15 grand by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland to prepare an energy master plan. What does all this mean? Well, member of the steering committee of the SEC is Andrew Lawless, and he's on the line. We know Andrew from Tidy Towns. How are you doing, Andrew?
Good morning, Declan, and thanks for having us. I've been listening to the East Coast, the work that it does in connecting communities. You add for that, you've had Ian Davis on this morning and the work he does for the Pure Mile and the Glenmillure community. And Ireland, I think, is unique in the work that communities can do. So the government in its master plan for the climate change plan proposes up to 1,500 of these energy communities in the country. There are 350 at the moment, and we're at least the fifth one in Wicklow that has been established and has been awarded some funding.
Right, and what do you do? Where does the money go, and what difference does it make to the community?
Right, there will be two phases. This one is a learn phase. So we've got to learn about the energy use in the community, whether it's in households, in businesses, in clubs, in parishes, all across the community, in heating and electricity and transport. So we try to find out, we want people to come to us and say, we'd like to get involved in audit. We want people to come to us and learn about and tell us, well, what have you done? They've installed solar panels. What's the impact of that has been? People who have bought electric cars, what's their experience with that? We want to hear from people who are proposing what. Because if we can get four or five properties together, all proposing to do the same thing, well, hopefully we can get better prices for that. So we want to learn about the energy at the moment, and that should give us a baseline figure and say, right, well, that allows us to plan ahead now and say, right, these are the projects we think we are feasible over the next 5 years. So, for example, the Pastoral Centre in Wicklow, we hope will be a project, and you've had the cancer support coffee morning there. Like, they're burning a lot of energy. It's an old building. It's an old school. So what can we do? What projects can we do to reduce the energy impact in that particular building? That's only an example. The schools, Wicklow Tennis Club has received a grant towards the installation of LED, the light-emitting diode, flood lighting. That'll reduce their bill. It'll reduce their carbon footprint. But there are other clubs, the hockey club, the rugby club, the GA club, that could all follow suit. So the whole thing is as a community, is to come together so that we and other communities, Bray, Glenmillure has already got a sustainable energy community, Newtown, Greystones are ahead of us, Lara, Glendalough are ahead of us, Blessington and Bray are working to get these things up and running. But as a country, as a community, we can feed in and as a bottom-up approach, rather than government setting all the regulations, that the communities can help achieve Ireland's targets.
There's often a difficulty, isn't there, though, Andrew, because a lot of these projects need expenditure up front. And when you think, okay, maybe you put in some of the things, windows, solar panels, insulation or something like that, and they say to you, well, you give us thousands and thousands now, and you'll save all that equivalent in 7 to 10 years or something. And you say, okay, that's a long time away, and I really don't have all the money to invest on day one.
That is one of the big issues. Typically, if you have to get a grant to do the work, the grant will only cover about 30% of the work. So where some people have cash, and that's fine if they can have the cash because they're investing in their property, it ups the value of the house. But for most people, I think they're going to have to borrow the money from somewhere. And so they have to have a very serious think about this. And so what are the carrots and that? So if we can get two or three projects together, then we may be able to get a cheaper price to start with. The government, as part of the Climate Action Plan, is to have a report ready fairly soon about sources of finance. Because some of the banks, for example, if you have a mortgage with Bank of Ireland, for example, and you want to improve the energy efficiency of your house, you may be able to tack it onto your mortgage. So we're going to have to be creative about this.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the things is to try and get the cost down. for people. The other big issue, and you talk about the cost, is this idea of a just transition. So one of the aims of the new government is to increase the carbon tax as a deterrent. But about 10 to 15% of the houses in Wicklow, their energy ratings, this is the level of energy efficiency in your home, and it goes from A, which is good, to G, which is very bad. But 10 to 15% of the houses in Wicklow are in the category E, F, and G. So if you increase the carbon tax, one you can do is you can offset by increasing, say, social welfare. But that doesn't deal with the issue of the energy consumption in the first place. So there is a scheme called the Better Energy Home Scheme, which if you own your home and you're in receipt, say, of the fuel allowance, where you can get a number of basic works done free of charge at no cost to you. So you can get attic insulation, you can get a better on your hot water tank, you can get switched to LED lights, and that's there free of charge, but there are certain conditions about that. That's you have to own your own home and you have to be on the fuel allowance.
I get that. And Andrew, I suggested something to the Green Party probably about 18 months ago, just out of the blue, because we were having a conversation. And it was that your bill, say, for argument's sake, your electricity and gas bill, if you have those, I know there's oil and whatever, was 100 quid a month.
Yes.
That for the duration of the next 7 years or so, you still paid your 100 quid a month, but your house was retrofitted and made a green house, but you didn't get the benefit of that until the expenditure of changing your house had been paid off with you paying your bills in the normal way, so that it wasn't a burden on you, and the work was eventually paid for, like the toll bridge.
And I hadn't come across that myself. As I said, there will be people who can pay for this out of cash, and there will be some people who are have a very low income who may get grants. But it's that middle class in between, and how it's all very well to say, well, you're going to add 10% to the value of my home, but I would only get that if I sell it. So how can I be encouraged to do the retrofitting? Where I can see the long term, it's not going to cost me in the short term, but I will gain the benefits in the medium and the longer term, and maybe start to pay something in the medium and the long term. But I think that is a very, very good idea.
Okay.
And we're now facing a new government formation, and there's talk of a lot of retrofitting. A deep retrofit can cost 50,000 to 70,000 euro. One house here on Castle Street that was the only way to do it. And that's a serious amount of money. And it will take 15 years maybe to get that back. You can't expect the householder to look at that, because they're probably looking at will they have a job in 10 years?
Indeed.
Once they've got the kids to go to college or whatever. So there has to be major incentive. Not just a
plan to do it. And of course, under the scheme I was suggesting, maybe you could get a discount or something as well to encourage you to enter that scheme in the first place.
But we
leave it there, because you're using the 15 grand anyway to come up with an energy master plan for the town.
We're trying to find out the worst performing houses so that we can zero in on them. But we have to be fair to everyone. We're going to try and lift all boats. And the power of the community that we have, and the community's, this is what we'll be trying to tap into.
Very good. Good to talk to you as always, Andrew.
Thanks very much indeed. And good to hear from you as well. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's a member of the steering committee of the SESC, Andrew Lawless, and that's the Sustainable Energy Community. It's the Morning Show at East Coast.